That's a very, very difficult budget. I suppose the issues that we raised back on the adjourned meeting in the 19th of December, we had huge concerns around the whole area of housing maintenance. We finally, have adopted a budget here tonight. What we're mindful of is that the budget actually that we adopted last year was reduced mid-year. We have finally now adopted a budget. But having said that, the whole area of housing maintenance now, I think, we've got extra savings there. A total of 330,000 extra savings has been identified on top of the extra 300 that's not going on the housing rents that was talked about as well. I would have liked if the proposals had been done sooner. The Fianna Fáil party put their first proposal to council today at 4 o'clock. We amended that again at 9 o'clock, and we worked after 12 o'clock then again. We've worked as a party very, very hard. We've been very constructive throughout this whole budgetary process. And at the end of the day, I think, the proposals that we are proposing all day have finally been recognised in the end, I think. In the end of the day, I think it's important for us to ensure that we have a council that's workable. But it's also important to make sure that we put the resources where the priorities are, the basic services. The additional money in roads will be very welcomed as well. But the whole area of housing maintenance is a huge issue, and the area of ensuring that we let the properties and turn them around quicker. But it's a very, very challenging time for council as well. It's a very challenging time for senior management. Our role as elected representatives is to ensure that the priorities of the people are first, and I think in fairness we've gone a long way in securing that today. An awful lot of work has gone into this budget, and I suppose at the end we're glad now to bring it to a conclusion. We still have huge concerns, and there are going to be huge challenges going forward, but I think it's the best that we could achieve. And I suppose we've been vindicated the fact that when the efforts were made before Christmas by the Fine Gael and the Labour Party to propose the budget, and if you remember on the night in question, we were told that it would be better to propose this because if we didn't, it would cost the council 350 or 400 extra. That wasn't the case. We have that clarified as well today, that extra cost's not there. So I suppose it was good that we did adjourn. It's good that we left no stone unturned to ensure that we got whatever money was available to us. That's what we wanted to do in the Fianna Fáil party. So overall, we're happy enough exactly of where we're at now.
Over 30 adjournments, over 30 hours, spanning over two meetings. Every other county council in the country are facing the same challenges as Donegal County Council. They are not going to take this long to pass their budget. People from the outside are going to be looking in and asking, why did it take this long?
Well, you heard me saying about 15 minutes ago in the chamber that we need to look at this. We need to look at the situation where we're sitting here at 5:15 in the morning. I believe that some of the very constructive proposals that Fianna Fáil have been putting forward since 4 o'clock today weren't being taken seriously because they were coming from the Fianna Fáil party. I believe that there was a fair bit of that in it. It was only finally at about maybe 2 o'clock in the morning that our proposals started to be taken seriously. And, I think you would acknowledge that yourself. Sometimes people need to set the politics aside and ensure that the people's first. I think we've done that. And, we've had a roadmap from the start. We've had constructive proposals. We shared our proposals with all the other parties the whole way through. We were there available to meet other parties. So I think from our perspective and as a party in opposition, we've been very, very constructive here today in ensuring that the services of Donegal County Council were maintained and retained. And of course, and I've said it in the chamber, we need to address these issues going forward because the people expect more of us. The people expect people to be responsible. They expect people to do the best thing. And, the Fianna Fáil party, the record is very clear in this chamber, and you'll see that yourself today. We've been very responsible all throughout the whole process.